BBC News for Jerry Smith. Foreign ministers from the G7 group of industrialized nations are discussing the next steps in Syria after an apparent chemical weapons attack by government forces. The United States said it would hold to account all who attack innocent, while Britain wants the meeting to consider further sanctions against Russian and Syrian military leaders. The US Defense Secretary James Mattis has said 20% of Syria's operational aircraft were destroyed in the American missile strike last week. Russia has described the US action as ineffective. Five international economic organizations and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have warned against the dangers of protectionism. The call to defend free trade came after a meeting in Germany. President Trump's first nominee to the Supreme Court of the United States has taken the oath of office. The appointment of Neil Gorsuch restores a conservative majority to the court. The Organization of American States says fresh elections are the only way to resolve the political crisis in Venezuela. Demonstrators have again gathered in the capital, Caracas, to protest against restrictions on the opposition leader, Enrique Capriles. People in The Gambia have held a demonstration calling for an investigation into the case of 14 students killed in a protest 17 years ago. The case shocked the country. Many blamed the president at the time, Yahya Jammeh. He fled the country this year after losing an election. Police in the town of San Bernardino in California say two adults have been killed in a shooting in an elementary school. Two other people have been wounded and are being treated in hospital. Police said they believed it was a case of murder-suicide. The US, Canada and Mexico have announced a joint bid to stage the Football World Cup in 2026. If successful, it will be the first time three nations have jointly hosted a FIFA competition. BBC News.